Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Welcome to Bravo Happy Hour. I'm your host, Megan O'Donnell. Grab yourself a drink and join me while I break down the week in Bravo TV news.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Bravo Happy Hour. If you're new to the show, welcome. I'm Megan, and this show is basically e-news, but for all things Bravo related. And just a reminder that if you're loving the show, head to Apple Podcasts to give me a 5-star rating and leave a little review. It's super helpful for the show and allows for fellow Bravo lovers to find out about the show. Today's mini episode is blessed with the presence of the one and only Kathy O'Donnell. She's a fan favorite on Bravo Happy Hour, and she also happens to be my aunt. You can hear her on past episodes, on episodes 4, 8, and 30. Welcome back, Kathy.
I can't believe you have that many episodes.
We are on episode 37, is incredible. I've never done 37 of anything.
Well, I've turned 37, you know, like yesterday. So,
so you've got that going for you. I don't think I've ever really done anything 37 times. So this is amazing.
I'm happy to be back. Hello, everybody.
My last podcast only got to episode 18, which thank God.
Yeah, that should have probably stopped at 9.
It should have stopped at 3. I should have listened to the episodes. Well, jumping right into the news, The Real Housewives of New Jersey obviously is not airing right now, and they are currently in filming. Word on the street, and, you know, these streets, they're tough out there. Word on the street has been saying that Caroline Manzo, who is the OG from New Jersey, might be coming back for next season. So her son, Albie Manzo, has a podcast called Dear Albie, which also, by the way, check back at my episode probably in February where I interviewed Albie. He's so cute, and I giggle like a goddamn schoolgirl throughout the whole thing.
That was a little obvious, that crush.
And I actually like the brother, so that's embarrassing. Like, it was like a... I was a hot guy, and
doodling Megan Manzo.
So Albie Manzo has a podcast called Dear Albie, and it's an advice podcast. But Chris, his brother, also hosts it, and they had Caroline on, their mother, for this most recent episode. And actually, you guys, this episode put their show number one on the TV and film charts, which, like, not bitter or anything. Like, I'm doing okay about it. But
Caroline's really cool. I do miss her. I will say this last season of Real Housewives of New Jersey was my favorite.
It was so good.
You know, the demise of Danielle and her marriages, you know, the husband in the pool. Everything about this season, you know, Teresa and her bullshit. But I would love to see Caroline come back. And she looked fantastic.
So, Caroline has been saying and said on this podcast that she's been going back and forth with producers on The Real Housewives of New Jersey, saying that she should come back. And supposedly, since the moment she left after season 5, they've been begging her to come back, even though they gave her...
Begging! Please!
So, they've been begging her to come back to the show. And supposedly, they finally made her an offer that was actually substantial. She did turn it down because she said, I need the money since I built the brand, and I also won't be a friend of status because, yet again, I was the OG. I deserve this, which, hey, you know, I agree with her. She said, quote, pay me what I'm worth. You got an OG here, and I'm not going to be arrogant. It's just a matter of respect. Don't come back to me like I'm a newbie, like I'm going to fall for your bullshit, because I'm not. You come back to me, you give me a reasonable compensation and a reasonable position, then I'll come back. I'm nobody's friend. I'm a housewife.
Honestly, Meg, well said.
Stunning.
By you and Caroline.
Thank you.
But I would love to see her with Jennifer.
Oh.
Caroline, please come back.
She would tear her a new
You look
asshole.
Beautiful. Jennifer needs another asshole, even though it's a monkey's asshole. I'm sorry. I have that show on the brain. Even though I'm just so happy about Beverly Hills and New York City. And
I mean, we're in a really good place for Housewives shows right now.
Yes.
However, I miss Jersey. Like, there's nothing like Teresa being like, hey, Dad, you want a bolognese sauce?
I know.
There's, like, I love, like...
I never get to see you.
Yeah. I haven't seen you in 2 weeks. It sounds exactly like my grandparents.
Yeah, yeah. It's non and pop to a T.
So Caroline also, I saw on the internets, has a Etsy shop where she's selling homemade soaps and body oils. So Baby does need a new job. I think that's
once,
a cry for
once
help.
Once you stoop for selling baby oils and soaps online, dude, really.
Get back on the house. Yeah, as a friend.
Get back on the horse. You know. Bartend. Do something.
Bartend. Well, she has been watching their granddaughter. She said she washes the granddaughter, Marky, 3 times a week, which is very cute, and which is also going to be my mom's full-time job when I have children. So.
Yes, it will be, because it won't be mine. You'll be hanging out at the pool with me at the Boca Resort.
As my mother watches my kids. I'm like, I'm with Kathy. It's a business thing.
Yeah. Is your mother listening to the show? Mary Lou, I'm so sorry.
I think she listens to
But this will be happening.
Yeah. I want her back, and hey, I think Bravo has been teasing this for a minute. Granted, I don't think the cast needs her. Teresa, if anybody needs to get off the show.
Yeah, however, they done. Over.
We spoke about it on a couple episodes back that they have given her a raise so that she would be a little bit more candid about the deportation stuff. And right now, the deportation stuff, we have no news. Like, you guys, this is all I care about. Like, I Googled Joe Giudice so many times. Like, my boss is going to, like, look at my search history and be like, what are you doing?
Honestly, leave Joe here and deport Teresa. And keep Gia. I love Melania. I love the
Gia.
Kids. But Teresa, I'm so over you. Your sister-in-law wins.
Well, speaking of other felons, Countess Luann.
Oh, my God. My favorite felon.
Countess Luann de Lesseps from The Real Housewives of New York is back in the press. She actually never leaves the press.
It's nothing like a felon in Giovanni.
I wish my episodes had titles, because it would just be Felons and Giovanni.
Dorinda, you kill me with the Giovanni. God.
So, obviously, everybody knows Luann had a whirlwind romance with Tom D'Agostino Jr. They were married on New Year's Eve in 2017, thus leading to a divorce in August 2018, so a whopping 8 months together. So, we've been watching Luann on New York. Going through her whole sobriety thing, her cabaret.
Yes.
You know, she's going through all of it.
But you know what? She's rising above it. And I love the fact that she is just hitting it out of the park. And Luann, the naysayers, fuck them. You know, do your thing. Sing your songs. We will pay to see you.
I paid over $150 this year and had one of the best nights of my life and drank 3 martinis during the show, and at the end of it was like speaking to her like in a drunken slur in French, like in poor.
Well, Meg, you do speak perfect French.
I mean,
so does Luann.
Only if I'm drunk, which probably is the same for her.
But she has the best body for Giovanni.
She is body by Giovanni.
Yeah.
She is looking gorgeous. But obviously, they are divorced, and their divorce was somewhat amicable, we saw, at least on our end. We didn't see any, like, messiness. And this thirst trap has been going to Page Six and talking to the press, saying how unhappy he is that during her Countess and Friends show, she's implying that he had cheated on her, when in fact, she cheated on him first.
Oh, please, Tom. We've personally seen you at the Regency. With your entourage of biatches in that corner table.
Your entourage of blondes.
Yeah, it's really, I don't know.
It shows a lot that he ended up marrying a brunette Luann versus a Sonia or a Ramona, which that's a type.
Well,
you know, those blondies.
I don't think he can get Sonia. Ramona, yes, not Sonia.
I don't know if Sonia would marry Tom.
No, Sonia's so above him.
She'd be like, go down on me and then we'll see.
Yeah, exactly.
She needs like a test run.
Sonia looks freaking gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
I love that long hair.
So D'Agostino ended up mocking Luann, saying, I didn't realize I was marrying a Walgreens when I married her, alluding to the fact that she had fucking pills. Dude, why are you saying this? Did you not see Bethany's fucking ex-boyfriend with a clear OD
exactly.
on pills? Like, don't you think it might be a little insensitive to be throwing a pill popping? To the press? Come on!
First of all, no one wants to hear from you, Tom D. No one wants to hear from you.
No, he needs to go to sleep.
And, you're just out. You're wrong. You're done. Your 5 minutes of fame is over. Luann is here to stay, and fuck you, Tom.
Luann is. So, she also did a great April Fool's prank. So this was the most annoying goddamn thing. I knew April Fool's was coming, so I was waiting for people to do their stunts. So Luann pulled the stunt where she posted a picture of herself in Los Angeles saying, I'm moving to Beverly Hills. I hope the cast will...
Yeah.
I hope I'm casted on Beverly Hills.
I love that.
Can you imagine Lisa Vanderpump and Luann Deliceps becoming a super PAC?
Oh, my God.
Like, that is what I want. That is what I would put money towards. Like, I would put money towards the two of them doing anything.
Lisa needs a friend like Luann. She really does.
Well, because Luann, like, as much as she is, like, not born to royalty, she's somewhat regal and classy in a way that, like, Luann is probably like, finally, a Euro chic bitch.
Exactly.
Like, someone who can hang in Europe and, like, be an aristocrat and, like, have money and not be, like,
totally.
You know,
like, early season Luann, I, you know, I just couldn't stand her, but she's my gal.
Well, in the last episode, they did a flashback to when she was doing some sort of charity work.
Oh,
and the
yeah.
girl was like, I want to be a model. And Luann's like, amazing. You're only 12, so you have 5 more years to lose all that weight.
Exactly. Meanwhile, that poor girl was like 600 pounds.
Yes, exactly.
You
She's
know.
Like, oh, you've got lots of time to lose all that weight.
It's just like, oh, my God. It was so wrong that it was right.
Yeah, well, speaking of another person whose April Fool's joke went horribly wrong, Brandi Glanville from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We talked about her last episode. Here we are again talking about Brandi. She posted on Instagram a picture of a fake sonogram.
Oh, I saw that.
With the caption.
I actually, Meg, stupidly, I bought that. And I know what a prankster she is. I also know that she's probably too old to have a baby, but I...
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Still believed it?
Oh, don't you worry. So her Instagram caption with the sonogram said, 5 weeks now, third time's a charm, and y'all thought my eggs were scrambled. Oh! There's something so crass and disgusting about
you
that.
You know what? There is, and I get it, but I'm also looking at the other side. She's kidding the fuck around. But yeah, in America today, you're not allowed to kid around.
Oh,
because
no,
then
no,
you
no,
get
no.
all the moms, I lost my baby and I'm trying to get pregnant. And you know, it becomes a social fucking issue. And she's just making a joke. Twitter, I don't know. I mean, President Trump, why are we tweeting? He's just showing what a disaster.
Yeah. Twitter should just be shut down.
Exactly. Shut it down.
So basically, all the trolls on the internet have been like, how dare you talk about having a child when I had a miscarriage 6 months ago. It's like, she's not talking to
God.
You. She's not talking to you. Like, no. It's, the whole thing is fucking annoying, but it was cracking me up. So then she wrote on Twitter, I deleted my...
She was shamed.
I deleted my April Fool's joke on Instagram because people are too fucking sensitive and I don't feel like fighting today.
Yeah, well.
But she's not the only one who did a pregnancy scare. Justin Bieber and wife Hailey Baldwin also did one. Claudia Jordan, who was a one-season wonder on Real Housewives of Atlanta, did one. It's like, why the fuck are these women pretending they're pregnant?
Because they're not relevant.
True.
Pregnancy makes you relevant. Baby bump all over In Touch.
So
you
true.
Read the magazines.
You read the magazines.
You know what? I read those magazines too. I love them.
Speaking of other random people who did April Fools, Dorinda posted a photo of her left hand with a ring on her wedding finger that said some bullshit caption. And People are now thinking, I'm like not even going to go read it. It doesn't matter. She's drunk when she did it. So it's implying that John proposed to her.
Oh, God.
Which, like, girl, that is not even a, that's a sick joke.
Yeah.
That's not even a fun joke.
No. I mean, John isn't even human.
He's a gorgoyle. A gargoyle. My dyslexia just showed.
Yeah, he's not human, and I'm just going to let it go there.
Yeah.
He does a mean dry cleaning. You saw what he did for Sonia's curtains. Right.
And you know what? I do love that about Dorinda, where she's like, you know what? He's got a lot of flaws, but you don't know what it's like.
This man cleans drapes.
When you find a man who can clean, and honestly, if I was dating and out and the guy was like, hey, yeah, my dad owns this dry cleaners and I run it, I'd be like, wait, so what's your price for alterations on a pair of khaki pants? Like, just wondering for a friend.
It's like dry cleaning. Like, I'd be excited if I was dating someone who said, my dad owns a White Castle.
If your dad owns anything, I'm very excited.
Because, you know, like, I need those burgers.
So, actually, moving into Beverly Hills, Lisa Vanderpump, the queen of my heart,
yes,
obviously from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and Vanderpump Rules, has opened her Vanderpump Cocktail Garden at Caesar's Palace this past Saturday. No Beverly Hills cast members attended the event except for Camille Grammer.
Yes. Well, they weren't invited.
She said.
And you know, good for you, Lisa. I would not have invited that bitch fest.
Lisa said, well, I did have an invitation to them, but it had...
don't do a British accent.
I can't do it. I can't.
It's like me doing like...
an Aussie.
An accent that doesn't involve the King of Queens.
Yeah.
I hate my voice.
So she said, well, I did have an invitation to them because I had it on email and it was all written out for them, you know, and they're not here. I think it was probably because I forgot to press the send button. The fact that Lisa Vanderpump is just unabashedly saying that to press, being like, I wrote the email, didn't press send.
Hey, if I lived at Villa Rosa, I wouldn't give a fuck what anybody thought anyway.
Duh. So,
they like have 35 restaurants or something, her and Ken Dodd.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they're awesome.
So, Camille Grammer did actually end up showing up. She came with her daughter, Mason, and then the thing that weirded me out the most is that Camille brought her pet rabbit. And there are photos of this like rabbit with fucking red eyes in all of the photos. I'm completely disturbed by that.
Is that like a play off the Kim Richards bunny?
I do
gate?
Believe I
you know
do,
bunny well, gate actually, in Andy Cohen's clubhouse that was given by Lisa Rinna. So, I don't know.
Because Rinna gave that...
Who brings a bunny to a bar? I mean, Jiggy bar hops, we know that.
Are you crossing
bunny?
State lines, Camille, with this bunny?
Yeah. Isn't there paperwork? Shots?
Yeah, shots.
And I don't mean, you know, tequila.
Not like the fun guy.
No, exactly. So, like, all right, you know, Mason, you know, grab your bunny.
Also, Mason's only, like... like 17, I think.
Yeah,
what
but
you doing it like a bar opening.
Mason's like a model now, and honestly, she.
I think when you're like young and rich and famous, you can be like 12 years old and get into a club.
Well, I was in clubs at 12. But
yeah, you
again,
and Drew Barrymore.
I digress. Me and Demi Moore.
So a bunch of the people on the Vanderpump Rules cast also came. It was Stassi, Bo, Lala, Kristen, Sheena, Jax, Brittany, James, Raquel. Interesting bunch. Very interesting that Kristen didn't bring boyfriend Carter. I think they're done.
I hope. I hate that douchebag.
Fucking deadbeat.
Sitting on the couch playing video games all day. She pays for everything. I'm not even a Kristen Doty fan, but now I am. Kristen, Stassi gave you the best advice. You know, there are guys out there, and Kristen... She's gorgeous. Let's face it. Her legs are from here to New Jersey.
She's a giraffe. She's a drunken giraffe.
But she's beautiful and she's smart. She doesn't need that douchebag. So
I know. I felt bad watching like all of these most recent scenes.
I know.
And I'm hoping and when she said, you know, like, I'm too old to really start over. So I just like want him to love
me. I love how these young, gorgeous women say, I'm too old to start over. You know, like, I'm 37 now. And I'm starting
best
over.
Best joke of the night. Sorry.
All right. I know you all find that really funny. It's not that funny.
God. Well, Camille ended up actually saying, you know, her and Lisa Vanderpump have gotten really close
this year.
I love
Camille.
She said she's been really awesome with me this year. She said, we both have lost in our life. I lost my assistant who was with me for over 22 years and was like family to me. She unfortunately lost her brother. So she helped me and coached me through the grieving process.
Yeah.
So I think probably the two of them probably come together. And also, it was great watching Camille on Beverly Hills say, Dorit's the one who did the bad thing. Why are we going to Lisa? Like, you can pin anything on Lisa. And Lisa's like, I don't know what I fucking said. We were drinking. We were out. We were like, what do you remember every goddamn word you say to every single person you've ever talked to, ever? And, you know, Teddy and Kyle being like, Lisa, do you remember when you used this wording? It's like, or Dorit and her husband saying, oh, the phrase nipping when it comes to dogs, that's very British. It's like, no, I've never had a dog in my life, and I exclusively use the word nip as nipple or when a dog bites.
Those two are just in another land. They don't know what's going on. I'm trying to do Dorit now.
Dorit has 30 different... Piquet, we have so many different voices.
I love that suit. I love Lisa. I love, love, love. But I will say this, Dorit's body is fucking banging in those bathing suits.
I know.
But the thing is, no one can buy them, Dorit.
Well, no, surprisingly, you can buy them online. And when I was looking...
No, I meant no one has the body to wear them.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Unless you're 17.
Yes.
Or Dorit, where it's like you just don't... You go the no eating route.
Right.
Well, even that one time she made that rice dish, it was like just rice and chickpeas. She's like, it's very Israeli. It's
yeah.
Like, it's like... Yes. Rice and chickpeas, you don't gain any weight.
It's very filling.
I'm going to have like eight people right on
love
the
it.
It's like, Megan doesn't know about nutrition. She could totally gain weight.
I don't know. Lisa Rinna doesn't eat any food, and it's kind of become a joke on the show where they're passing around, and they're like, well, we know Rinna's not going to eat this bread.
Well, it was interesting because I believe, who was that who said that to her? Oh, Catherine Edwards, that one season wonder who was like the O.J. Simpson connection with the
yes.
football player husband. But she made that one comment to Rinna where she was like, you want the hot dog? The hot dog. You want the hot dog?
You have hot dogs on the brain.
I know. Ugh, it's so Freudian. I really do.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
She was like, yo, do you want whatever they were passing around? And she goes, oh, no, you don't eat. And then Lisa's like, don't say that. Don't say that. And then she wonders why both of her kids are eating.
I know.
It's like,
I know.
Babe, like, it happens. And
yes.
So many mothers deal with this day by day.
Yeah.
But when your daughter is like being really open and being really candid with you, the best thing that could probably help her is you opening up and saying, these are my struggles. You know, this is what I've kind of
or just
through.
Opening up your mouth to have a sandwich. Have a sandwich.
Well, she's like,
I don't get this. You know, you have a grape, and then 6 hours later, you have a cube of cheese.
How the fuck could you ever do that? Like, if I'm on a diet all day long, I'm just, like, sitting at work, like, looking at my computer, like, thinking about cheeseburgers, like exclusively, like I cannot detach from the idea of like just eating.
It's
eating.
Like food porn. You know, I'm Googling best cheesiest pizza or cheesesteak. He's watching my screen. I'm like, ah. My boss is like, are you watching porn? I'm like, uh-huh.
Like change your pants in the middle of the day. You're like,
oh yeah.
Oops.
It's a food porn moment.
Oh, my God. Well, on that absolutely disgusting note.
Sorry.
We are at the end of my show. Thank you so much for coming on, Kathy.
Thanks. Always a blast.
This was great. And if you enjoyed the show, please go and leave a 5-star rating on iTunes and
leave
a little review.
5 stars.
I really appreciate it. And the show's been growing a lot, and that's amazing.
Very exciting.
With the help of you guys, tell your friends.
It's all about the fans.
It's all about the fans, y'all. Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks. Have a great
Bye.
Night. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to Bravo Happy Hour. If you love the show, be sure to rate and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. If you have any hot takes, gossip, or info about Bravo TV, feel free to shoot me an email at bravohappyhourpod@gmail.com. While you're at it, make sure to follow Bravo Happy Hour on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Thanks so much for listening, and check back every Monday and Thursday for a new episode all about your favorite Bravo celebrities.